It's Tuesday, the 14th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The government has introduced a five-year health strategic plan and a universal health coverage policy to ensure quality health care for all by 2030. Health Minister Dr. Esperance Luvindao called the reforms a step toward a healthier, fairer Namibia. The Namibia Press Agency, meanwhile, reports that life expectancy has risen from 47 to 56 years and health service coverage in Namibia reached 63%. Economists say addressing Africa's economic challenges starts with understanding inflation, disinflation, and the cost of living. Oxford economic analyst Theo Klein says rising food prices, government subsidies, and political factors all influence how much households are spending.
Political leaders need to look at improving their business environments and temporarily subsidizing production costs, but get manufacturing activity going. Bring in foreign investors, let them set up factories and start producing the products that we buy on a daily basis. And initially, you could then look at subsidizing their production costs. But then as their manufacturing activities grow, then the government can phase out such subsidies. For as long as we keep on importing most of the products that we buy on a daily basis, we in Africa, we will always be at the mercy of what's happening internationally, because that will then continue to determine our cost of living.
Cameroon opposition candidate Issa Tshiroma declared victory late on Monday in the country's 12 October presidential election, urging President Paul Biya to accept defeat and honor the truth of the ballot box, in his own words. Reuters reports that Cameroon's electoral law allows results to be published and posted at polling stations, but the final numbers must be validated by the Constitutional Council, which has until 26 October to announce the outcome. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says life-saving relief supplies are now flowing at scale into Gaza following a U.S.-brokered peace deal from inside Gaza. UN Aid Coordination Office OCHA reported that staff now have better access across the enclave. OCHA's Olga Cherevko.
I spoke to a family earlier who is living just on the side of the road in a tent, in a very worn-out tent in Gaza City. And they invited me for a lunch with them, some stewed tomatoes. And they said that this is the first time that they have been, one, able to find something fresh to eat and to cook it themselves.
And finally, Stony Point Nature Reserve in Betty's Bay in the Western Cape is hosting Penguin Palooza to promote African penguin conservation and to protect the critically endangered species and South Africa's marine life. Cape Nature's Petro van Rein has the details.
If we do not act now, we may face a future without African penguins in the wild. The Penguin Palooza showcases to present and future generations the importance of penguins to the environment and local communities. Together, we are leading the effort to ensure the future of penguins on our coastlines.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.